Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy to be here, Michael.
So you made the decision to step away from politics. You're not going to run for that new ward, which includes downtown, you know, the consolidation of the wards. What was the decision? What factors went into that for you?
Yeah, I'm officially a lame duck alderman. You know, this was something my wife and I had discussed. You know, when the opportunity arose to run for president of the Board of Aldermen, we made the decision that we're going all in on that race. If we win, great. If we lose, it's time to, you know, start a new chapter. Election didn't turn out the way I wanted, but life goes on. And so, you know, I suspect I'll stay involved politically, but, you know, not as an elected official.
We just heard from the incoming House Speaker, who said that one of their priorities may be to take local control from the police department and restore it to the state. Do you have any opinion on that?
You know, I opposed local I supported local control when it was put to the voters. I guess that was back in 2012. And I still ultimately think that, you know, local officials should be able to make decisions about the police department. I mean, we pay for the police department, right? So why are folks in Jeff City making decisions for us? While I'm not happy with sort of the lack of officers, the low pay, I think we've got to sort these things out locally. I think just stripping local power and giving it to Jefferson City, I don't think that's the answer.
What do you see, sorting that out on the St. Louis level, what do you see as the right path to, we've been talking about this for a long time, and recently it's really spiked, and so what do you think is the right move here?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got to have a fully staffed police department. I mean, between the short staffing at the police department, the inability to answer 911 calls in a timely manner, it's a recipe for disaster, and we're seeing it play out. And a prosecutor that, you know, is basically derelict of duty. It's a terrible mix, and we've got to figure out a way to recruit and retain officers, and then we've also got to do that for our other essential city services, right? I mean, we can't pick up the trash. We can't fill potholes. We've got to get really serious about giving these city workers a raise, and that's going to mean really sharpening our pencils and going into the city budget and looking at, okay, where do we have vacancies? How many people do we really need in these departments? You know, let's cut some of those 1,000. We got 1,000 plus vacant jobs in the city. You got to just eliminate some of those positions and use some of that savings to give people a raise. That work's got to get done.
So it sounds like there are too many people, or at least too many positions in some areas. But then, you know, we're hearing that still all of the trash routes are not being picked up because there aren't enough workers and equipment.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, I think it's more so the workers and the lack of drivers and mechanics at this point. I think we've got the trucks. That was an issue a few years ago. And it's, you know, this is the kind of things that people notice, right? I mean, these are the essential city services we've got to provide. And unfortunately, what's going to happen, I fear, is as crime gets worse, as city services continue to erode, you know, folks will start voting with their feet. Folks who have the means to move will move because they're not going to pay taxes and not get any services. At some point, people get tired of that.
What about the Rams settlement money? What kind of opinions do you have about that?
Yeah, I mean, it took us a year to get to what I think is a fairly, you know, unremarkable conclusion where we're just basically splitting it up three ways. I do think the city should have gotten the lion's share, and we did get more than the county, and rightfully so. We were more harmed, and frankly, the county was an impediment to our stadium financing effort years ago. Ultimately, I hope we don't, you know, squander this money. I do think we've got to keep it and try to grow that nest egg. You know, what's the mechanism to do that? What investments can we put it in? I don't know. But I think we should try to, you know, live off the interest, keep this like an endowment, use the money, because we got to remember when this federal dollars run out, we're going to be back to being, you know, having a tough time balancing the budget in the city. And you can use these dollars for federal matching, you know, where we need a 20% match on federal projects. You know, save it for those bigger projects. Don't just use it to plug budget holes.
So you think the endowment and live off the interest is the best route?
I think we should leave it as a rainy day fund and try to grow it. I think we were winding up with $250 million or so. I don't remember what the exact number is, but I think that's the best route. And I'm obviously sponsoring a bill right now to allocate $30 million, which is what the RSA agreed to, towards the convention center, because they've got some very serious cost overruns due to delays and COVID and everything else.
Would you be open to the airport, or let's just pay for Metrolink with it, or some big one-time project like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a worthy idea to explore. I mean, should we use it for the airport? I don't know. I feel like there's other pools of money, federal dollars we can pull down for the airport to the extent we needed some local match, maybe. If we're going to do that, though, I think you've got to also then look at, I mean, I would imagine part of that would have to be restructuring airport governance. You know, right now the airport's owned and operated and managed by the city. I suspect if the county was going to kick in, you know, $100+ million towards airport renovation, they'd want a seat at the table, and rightfully so.
Will you still be at Mardi Gras after your retirement?
Hey, I still live in Soulard. You know, I got involved in one of the ways I got involved in Soulard years ago was volunteering with Mardi Gras and helping get the parade kicked off every year. I will definitely continue doing that. That's one of my favorite times of the year.
And just your outlook for a lot of challenges that we talked about, but your outlook for downtown, are you optimistic still?
Well, I'm really worried about downtown. You know, as we've got sort of the double whammy between folks, people's work has changed, right? People are not in the office as much. And so when you add on top of that, okay, folks don't want to come into the office to begin with, doesn't matter where they are or how nice the office is. And when you couple that with the crime problems we have, it's not a good situation. I think we can turn it around. I hope, you know, as we get farther away from this pandemic, that, you know, I think there's going to be an expectation that people do get back. And really, we need that. That's going to help with safety. It's going to help, you know, get some of these restaurants reopened, because we need a workforce down here. There's not enough residents to support all this activity downtown, and there's not enough Blues and Cardinals games and concerts. You've got to have that sort of 50 to 60,000 people here every day going to work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.